I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News. The Environmental Protection Agency's draft of a rule to cut the nation's power plant emissions by a rate of 30% by 2030 has the state's utilities, business leaders, and environmental groups at odds. Those stakeholders presented their differing views on how Arkansas fits into the national goal of lowering emissions. Here's my report. Teresa Marks, director of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, welcomed the various stakeholders for a meeting focusing on the economic impacts of the drafted rule.
We realize people have different opinions about the rule, whether it's legality, its substantive nature, its effect. We understand all of that. The purpose of this group is to get together and look practically at what we think will work best in Arkansas.
In June, the EPA announced separate targets for every state to reduce their power plant's carbon emissions over a 15-year period. Arkansas has to reduce its carbon emissions by a rate of 44%, which happens to be one of the highest rate reduction targets for any state in the nation. Some, like Arkansas Chamber of Commerce Chairman Randy Zook, see this as a threatening scenario. The state's low electricity rates are a boon for industry, he says.
This has enabled us to attract capital to fuel our economy in many of its sectors.
The rule, Zook says, will drive up cost, lower the standard of living, and cost jobs.
This, in our view, is bad public policy driven by ideology, not science, and certainly not economics.
Arkansas currently enjoys some of the cheapest electricity rates in the country, noted Dan Byers, energy policy analyst for the U.S. Chamber, who gave a presentation to the other stakeholders.
Well, what does that mean for the broader economy? It's huge for manufacturing, petrochemical, all these energy-intensive industries have decided to locate here for the very reason that Arkansas is one of the most affordable states in terms of electricity prices.
Those cheap rates are thanks in part to a hefty supply of energy from the state's five coal-fired power plants, which produce about 43% of the state's electricity. 26% of the state's energy comes from natural gas, 24% from nuclear energy, while only 6% comes from renewable sources. The EPA has proposed several building blocks through which states can cut back on emissions, increasing efficiency at the coal plants, shifting more energy production toward natural gas and renewables, and reducing demand by increasing efficiency on the consumer's end are all building blocks outlined with the advent of the rule. Nationwide, the EPA estimates consumers across the country will see a 6-7% rate increase in their electricity costs. Byers says those rates would likely go even higher in Arkansas, but the notion of economic harm was challenged by Arkansas Sierra Club's Glenn Hooks.
It seems like that whenever there's a rule that regulates power plants, or power, the chamber tends to be against it. I can't recall a single time that the chamber has ever supported an Environmental Protection Agency rule that would regulate power plants.
The predicted harm to industry is overblown, said Hooks.
Because what I hear all the time is that the sky is going to fall, jobs are going to be lost, electricity prices are going to go through the roof, and every time that there's a rule happens, we deal with it, and that doesn't happen.
Byers responded that the chamber just wants to work things out with the EPA.
What we want to see is a cooperative process, and so I think almost, you know, it's not so much a binary question of support or oppose.
Byers cited the short timeline for comments on the rule, the long-shot achievability of the targets, and the possibility of stranded assets through the premature closure of coal power plants. That's a scenario Dwayne Hiley of the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the state's second-largest utility, says could easily happen. Though the state will have to meet a final carbon emissions reduction target of 44% by 2030, most of the reductions have to come by 2020. Hiley says this could be trouble, given the years it takes to construct new plants, along with a 4-year permitting process.
2020, we can't make that compliance. We cannot give you a reliable power grid by 2020 if we close gigawatts of coal, and we only have 4 years to get it done. We're asking, you know, in our comments, more time, which allows us to do that planning. That's so important. We get lower costs for our members if we can plan ahead.
Amidst the discussion of coal's effect on the utility rates in Arkansas, the Arkansas Advanced Energy Foundation presented data showing the state could make serious economic gains through increasing energy efficiency spending. A presentation by Dr. James Phillips of the Arkansas Department of Health also explored coal's effects on public health. The release of particulate matter from coal emissions can lead to asthma, thickening of the arteries, lung disease, heart problems, cancer, and premature death, he said. High levels of mercury released from the power plants can permanently alter a developing infant's IQ.
It's not reversible. What's the cost of that to our society? What's the cost of that to our society?
Phillips noted that the health department earlier this year found high levels of mercury in the fish of 17 Arkansas lakes. He says about 46% of the mercury found in the state's lakes and streams come from coal emissions. A comment period on the EPA's carbon emissions rule will continue until October 16th, and other meetings with the stakeholders are planned. The state still has to come up with a plan to meet the emissions rule, which is set to go into effect the middle of next year. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.